Google's got to say goodbye to the old double Irish Dutch sandwich. With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Apply for a job these days, and there's a chance that your interviewer could be a robot. A growing number of companies are embracing artificial intelligence to sift through job candidates. The state of Illinois has a new law effective this week, which would make companies disclose that AI is being used in interviews and how. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
When a job applicant sits down for a video interview, AI can pick up on a lot of things.
You know, if he twitches too much, or if he moves too much, or if his voice changes.
That's Illinois State Rep. Jamie Andrade, who co-sponsored the law. He says we don't know yet whether AI really turns up the best candidates, and he's not sure it's always fair to job applicants. Andrade says laying down some ground rules is critical as the use of AI becomes more common. Aram Lula is with the recruiting firm Lucas Group.
You can look at call center type roles, where you're hiring high volume of like skill sets, hospitality roles. You're looking at the restaurant food service industry type roles.
The technology can solve some of the problems of human-based hiring, says Patrick Hedger at the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
Where you have either explicit or unintentional bias that's being applied in the hiring process.
But critics say the technology hasn't been around long enough to show it's free of those biases itself. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The new year has ushered in a new tax era for Google. The search giant vowed to end the use of the so-called double Irish Dutch sandwich tax loophole, which had been used by many U.S. companies and is estimated to have saved them hundreds of billions of dollars. The BBC's Philip Hampshire has more.
Ireland bowed to international pressure 5 years ago and agreed to close certain special tax statuses for big multinational companies. The most controversial of these was called the Double Irish Dutch Sandwich, which was popular with technology and pharmaceutical firms. By holding intellectual property in a firm in Ireland, US companies could claim they were being charged for the use of things like patents. Under the Double Irish, the company shifted the taxable income from the operating company in Ireland to another Irish-registered firm in an offshore tax haven via the Netherlands. All of this was perfectly legal but irked governments who wanted the firms to pay more tax. Filings seen by Reuters showed that in 2018, Google moved $24.5 billion to Bermuda using this system. Although an end to the arrangements was announced in 2015, companies were given until 2020 to comply. I'm the BBC's Philip Hampshire for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up almost 1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all each up in the more than half a percent range, with the Dow future up 150 points. David Stern, longtime former commissioner of the NBA, died yesterday of complications stemming from a brain hemorrhage he suffered on December 12th. Stern took over the league in the early 1980s, and instead of trying to minimize the power of star basketball players, he embraced it and helped shepherd the NBA to become really the first American sports league to thrive internationally. Daniel Kaplan writes about the business of sport at The Athletic.
Yeah, David Stern took over the NBA in the early 1980s when it was... The best you could say was it was an also-ran league. It was well behind baseball. It was well behind football, maybe on par with hockey. It was seen as largely a league for a particular demographic. It was not seen as a league that was attractive to the large swaths of America. And he turned that around. He changed the image of the NBA. And he had some help along the way. Clearly, the emergence of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan certainly helped. But he crafted the image of the NBA that we know and love today.
Michael Jordan issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, "Without David Stern, the NBA would not be what it is today. He guided the league through turbulent times and grew the league into an international phenomenon, creating opportunities that few could have imagined before," unquote. In an interview with the New York Times, Stern said that one of his most cherished memories was seeing such stars come together to form the victorious 1992 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team, known around the globe as the Dream Team. David Stern was 77.
Hello to 2020 and to all the new Marketplace investors who joined us before the end of the decade. Thank you for being part of this community of donors who believe in the importance of trustworthy, independent news and information. It's your ongoing support that keeps us going strong and helps make people smarter everywhere. Thanks again, and Happy New Year.
There's a lot for businesses to think about when it comes to hiring and retaining employees. A study from the city of Austin, Texas, finds that parking is one of them. Reporter Samuel King with KUT has more on how the issue is affecting employers in one of the city's trendiest shopping districts.
Tourists often flock to the South Congress District, a few miles south of the state capital in Austin, to get a taste of quirky, mostly locally owned shops and restaurants. May Shopno is one of the managers at the South Congress Cafe. She says while working in the area is fun, looking for parking isn't.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if I have to be here at 2, it can take anywhere 15 to 30 minutes. Sometimes I just have to put my hazards on and clock in real quick and then look for parking.
The firm Nelson Nygaard looked into the parking issue for the city of Austin and business and neighborhood groups. It found that the limited number of convenient parking spaces is having an effect on how businesses hire and retain employees. South Congress Merchants Association President Brandon Hodge owns two stores here, the novelty shop Monkey See Monkey Do and the Big Top Candy Shop.
I can't have 15 car riders or drivers. I have to have a good mix of public transportation folks, those who live in the neighborhood. Because parking is such a limited resource, we can't overburden it.
There are about 800 on-street spaces in the heart of South Congress. Andy Challenger is with the employment firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. He says parking troubles can put businesses at a disadvantage.
When unemployment's at a 50-year low, like it is right now, and the labor market's really tight, it's a hard time to attract and retain talented people and to remove a segment of the population because they can't access the office is a real problem.
He says the federal tax law passed in 2017 didn't help that issue because it took away some tax deductions for employers who provide parking benefits. The city of Austin is now working on a strategy to free up some spaces in the area and plans to have those solutions by the spring. In Austin, I'm Samuel King for Marketplace.
And from Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.